it takes so long to come to me. Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy spring, everybody. Happy still light out at 5 p.m. Oh, man, that's so good. Happy opening day for people who like baseball. And I'm so happy to be joined by one of the most accomplished, determined, and hardworking people I know. And I mean it. Joel Omolade. Joel, how you doing today, man?
I'm sweating like a pig. I'm so nervous to be here, but I'm so happy. Thank you for inviting me, Sam.
I've been trying to get Joel on for a long time, even though I just asked him recently. It's always been my dream to have him
on the show. You're the best.
Yeah, thank you so much for stopping by. We're having a great time.
Thank you for having me.
In the studio today. Something I always start off with all of my guests on the show is just asking a little bit about, guess, your upbringing, how you got to Tufts, what brought you here, what your hometown was like. What was that like growing up?
Cool. Yeah. Well, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York.
Yeah.
Boogie Down Bronx, Ice Spice. And it was really nice just, you know, growing up there. It was really great just to have that community around me. I'm Nigerian at birth. My parents both immigrated from Nigeria a bit of a while ago. I have two other brothers who are listening right now.
Sweet.
But it's just really cool just to be here and be at Tufts. I got in senior year and I was so excited to be here, being in Boston. I love it here. I've made amazing friends, made amazing memories. I'm on a radio show, which is insane.
Yeah.
But it's just so cool to be here.
Yeah, what was that? So what was that transition like initially coming to Boston? Had you been to Boston a lot before?
Never.
No? So this is the first time?
Yeah. the first time I was ever in Boston was visiting Tufts. And,
nice.
Or not visiting, getting into Tufts and, like, moving in. Move-in day was my first time ever seeing Tufts. I was watching Dana Life videos all the time.
Nice.
But Boston is like baby New York, and only a little bit meaner and a little bit colder. But honestly, yeah, I can see myself, like, living here full time. I just love Boston so much.
There was a reason why I stayed nearby and chose to stay close to home.
Really?
I love this city. I love the place.
It's amazing.
You know, the winters can be a little long sometimes, but we get through it. Yeah, so Joel brought on a couple songs today for us all to listen to, everybody. I guess we can get into one of them right away. American Dream by MKTO. Want to talk a little bit about this one?
Honestly, as a kid, I just kind of, not even grew up, but the two songs I can remember all throughout my childhood was Classic by MKTO and American Dream. And they weren't even like that big. They're not like Beyonce like of our time, but they were just like classic, if that makes sense. Like, pun intended. Like, they were just amazing. They were just staples. I don't know. They were just amazing, and I just had to, like, give them homage, you know?
No, I remember them being insane
they
in
were.
Fifth grade.
They
classic,
were, right?
And American
it's
Dream.
It's a throwback Thursday, but, like, I just can't. Like,
no,
it's just amazing.
I love it. I'm feeling nostalgic right
Come
now.
On.
American Dream, MKTO. Here we go.
We broke down, trying to leave town, flying down the road to change.
Say goodbye to white picket fences. Bye. Say hello to palm trees and Benzes. They say you gotta fall, but I have it all.
Yeah.
And we don't want two kids and a wife. I don't want a job, I just want a life. Sometimes the underdogs rise, and the mighty fall.
You, but he does. I just want to give you some real advice.
Never take candy from a stranger. And keep your eyes open for danger, cause this right here is a twisted paradise.
This ain't the same summer song that you used to know. Cause Jack left Diane 30 years ago. The world is spinning too fast for you and me. So tell me whatever happened to the American dream.
This ain't
Sleeping down.
That was American Dream by MKTO. And that was the definition of nostalgic, I think.
1,000%.
No, I was grooving to that. So something I always ask the guests on the show, and I usually do it a little later, but I'm going to start with it right away, is just a very open-ended question of what are you passionate about? And that can be what you're studying. That can be some other niche interest you have. That it can really be anything. So Joel, my question for you is, what are you passionate about, and what has that led to? You're involved in so many things on campus, but how does that lead to what kinds of things you're involved in at Tufts?
I guess I'm really passionate about voices and starting things.
Yeah,
I guess a lot of the clubs that I'm in, Mock Trial, TCU, Jumbo Ventures, tour guiding, all these different things, they all kind of just fall in common with the fact that, like, I'm just starting something. And I feel like I'm the youngest of three, and sometimes it's easy to get forgotten as the youngest. I know we always talk about, like, how bad the oldest kids has it and the middle kid has it, but sometimes when you're the youngest, you can get forgotten a lot. And I guess inwardly, subconsciously, I felt the need just to start something, you know. And I just I think that TCU has allowed me to start so many projects, and Mock Trial allowed me to grow my voice a little bit more. And I just think that, like, starting something, that's why I hype up this show so much, Sam, because like, you're really starting something. Like, this is just so cool, and your voice is being heard, and I just think it's amazing.
Thank you. It means a lot. It's amazing to see how you're using your voice to start all these projects across campus, and it's super, super noticeable. Talk a little bit more about, so at Tufts, we have the Tufts Community Union and the Senate, which is this big conglomeration of students representing the student body at the school, and Joel's one of the senators for our grade, class of 2025. Talk a little bit more about what that's been like representing your class, and what sorts of stuff you do as a senator, and
it's been so sick, in all honesty. Like, I really am happy that I did it, because I cannot see myself doing anything else. But it's just, like, it takes up your entire life, but in a good way. And it's, like, one thing I just love, we were talking about it in, I'm going to call it the green room, but outside of this place, we're just talking about how, like, it's so cool to, like, make projects and, like, see what you're doing come to pass.
Totally.
And I think it's just so cool, like, seeing a resolution that you help to give your advice on, seeing a town hall that you're able to plan, or just seeing, like, Instagram posts come on and people, like, interacting and, like, sharing the content. And it's just so cool just to be able to make change. And it's a thankless job sometimes. You do stuff and you're like, all right, shoot, like, you know. But at the end of the day, just as long as you get to see the change yourself, it just honestly so amazing.
Do you have a particular moment or experience as a senator that you keep coming back to for motivation? Like a specific instance where you were like, yeah, that project totally came to fruition. That was such a great exchange with someone at a town hall. What's a memory when as a senator that you just keep coming back to as something you cherish and keeps you motivated?
I think it was one of our most recent town halls that we had with the Women's Center, Indigenous People's Center, LGBTQ Center, Africana Center, and the Asian American Center.
Yeah.
And it was just, we had dumplings to talk. We called it Give Us Dumpling to Talk About.
I make
all these cringy names. And my students like, make fun of me all the time. But we were just giving out dumplings and having people have these town halls and conversations with their senator. And it was chaotic. It was crazy. We had it in the SEC. And so, you know, all the hungry engineers came in swarms and, like, grabbed all the dumplings out there. And it was crazy. But in all honesty, so many conversations were able to be had.
Yeah.
And I think it really inspired. I've had this same mantra that I had for the entire year. But Senate is really, it's a trickle, not a river. And so by that, I mean, like, every small conversation. I always wanted to have huge events, like having 6,000 people follow the Tufts Instagram page, having everyone say, oh my gosh, Senate did this, this, and the third, and that'll be amazing, but it's not entirely realistic. But what I began to realize was it's the one-on-one conversations. It's the moments where one person hears about one project, or they hear about one resource that they didn't know about. That's, to me, that's a job well done. And so I was able to just realize that I don't have to make big waves in order for the cup to still be filled. You know, it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. That last line's going to resonate with me for a while. And not Joel, not only for TCU president, but president of the United States after this. I'm telling you, man. No, I'm telling you. Okay. More music. Let's get into it right now. We'll do one of Joel's songs and then one of mine. One Milli DeVito.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you pick this one?
So as I said, I'm Nigerian, and I think especially recently been getting a lot more into Afrobeats and just Nigerian music as a whole. My brother is a huge fan of Davido, and I think he kind of instilled that onto me. And, you know, it's just a banger, and it's an amazing song. And it's been my Spotify playlist for the past year, and I'm so glad to share it with the millions of people listening to WMFO yes. right now.
It's going to be amazing. 1 Milli, Davido, I'm excited. You're excited. Let's do it.
If I lose you to one of the boys online, I feel crazy, I feel die, yo. If tomorrow come, you know they my side. $1 million. Tell your mommy I go pay. How much is $1 million? $1 million. You know say me be yo. They call me David Dodo. Y'all come and chop my dodo. Dolako. Be yo. They call me David Dodo. Y'all come and chop my dodo. Them say we no go last. Them say now we do pass. So let me tell us so I love it. It's more than I can explain. Jack Akadura, Kaye Wadara, Kola Yo, Kola Yi, Koma Tekbo Sarawa. I go pray for you, and I go fight for you. My desire for you. It's more than I can explain. Oh no, yeah. Show back 1 million dollars. Tell your mommy I go pay. How much is 1 million?
Me when you got a girl, the feeling is reckless. Of knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last, hanging on the back, all of me. Missing on weekdays. what you've been waiting for. 10:30, no later than. Drop them drawers, I know what you are. My man is your man. Hurt is her man too. My man is your man. Hurt, that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied.
That was The Weeknd by SZA, Calvin Harris, Funk Wave Remix. Love that one.
Timeless song.
Timeless
so
song.
I love SZA.
So one of the things you're really big on at Tufts, at least right now, Joel, is law, pre-law, mock trial, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You want to talk a little bit more about how you got involved in these groups, what you do in them, what it means to you?
Well, I really just love mock trial. Like, it's just such a cool activity, but it's so nuanced and, like, crazy. And, like, to define it to other people, people just look at me and are just like, you're like a pretend lawyer. But it's just a lot of fun. And it's just, like, you get to immerse yourself into the world of law, but not really. So it's, like, acting. It's debate. But it's also, like, so much community. Like, I've had, I think, some of the most fun this year hanging out with my mock trial friends and my mock trial team.
Nice.
And it's so nerdy and it's so crazy. But in the same time, it's like not only just for lawyers. Like our president last year, Fatima, if she's listening, I love you. She was on pre-med. And actually, we have like at least five different pre-meds in mock trial. Our president right now is a computer scientist. And it's just like people who are just so passionate about speaking and like acting and like pretending to do law. And most people don't even want to go to law school.
Right.
But they just love like that energy and that enthusiasm, and it is so much fun. Like I have had so much fun just doing it this year, dancing, laughing, getting nervous about the results, crying, sweating, blood, sweat, and tears into this, but it's honestly been amazing.
That's great. Yeah. And it seems like such a big time commitment too, but it sounds like it's all worth it. You know, you put in so much work and so much passion into something, and then you go off to, is it like conventions that you go to?
Competitions.
Yeah. And then seeing that all kind of come to fruition on stage, 1,000%. That's pretty cool. Go ahead.
And it's just, I feel like it's like that for every single club here at Tufts, where it's like so many, like, that's why I just love college activities, because I just feel like people are just so passionate about their things that they're doing, and it could be juggling or like Quidditch or like things like that, but it's just so passionate about it, and they just put everything into it, and it's just so incredible to see. You
that's
know?
Great. And our... Just a little bit more about how it works. Are you a particular assigned to a particular role each time, or is it what's the setup look like? Does each person have their like assigned role that they go into? Like I'm the pretending to be the defendant or something. Like how does that work?
So it's like how it works is there's always like a big audition, and like you know you get to like try out and you get to pick a role that fits you. So I pretend to be like a crying witness, and so I cried for my audition.
Oh no,
it was insane, but it was just so much fun. And I think like once you do your audition, you kind of get like a bit of a grasp for what you want to do. But in the fall, it's all like just vibes. So you're going to random competitions, you're playing roles that you never played before. We had one of our seniors last year played a mobster, but in the spring, which is like when it's actually like serious and we actually go to our competitions, of course it's a little bit more rigid. But in the fall, you just try things out. So you pretend to be a crying witness, you're an expert, you're a mob boss, you're fake George Bush, you're Ronald Reagan. You play like different characters, and like it's just so much fun just to find out what's your niche, and then in the spring you get to like really bring it out to life.
Oh, so it's interesting. It's based on like actual, do you base it on like actual historical cases that have happened in the past, or that, like, how much of it's like based in reality, and how much do you just completely come up with
so
on the spot?
It's basically there's this group of AMT gods, and they make a whole new case, but from existing content.
Okay.
So, for example, this year we focused on like a plane crash, and the deceased wife was, or the wife was suing the pilot and his company, and it's, there are real elements to it. Yeah. We actually use, you know, real rules of evidence. We use actual real content, but a lot of the characters, a lot of the actual details and minutiae of the case are just made up, and it's all in this fictional state of Midlands. So it just, it's honestly like Dungeons and Dragons, but like mock trial version, if that makes sense.
Dude, that's fantastic. And as someone who's like kind of into performing in theater too, I have like an additional admiration.
And you're amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. No,
Chicago was an amazing performance. Thanks. It was so amazing.
This isn't about me. It's all about you. Anyway, let's get into another song. Is it Duduke by Simi?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'll talk about this one.
Such like a... One thing I've discovered a lot more, especially like in terms of Afrobeats, is that it's not just like, you know, your party, like Davido songs, but it's R&B. It could be like more relaxed. It could be rap. It's just like a whole new genre, but a whole new world of music. And I think this is like just an amazing, just relaxing love song, in all honesty. And it's just amazing to hear.
I'm looking forward to it.
Come on.
Let's do it. Duduke, Simi. That was Duduke, Simi, and it's the halfway point, everybody, and it's everyone's favorite time of the program. It's PSA time,
come on,
baby. Joel, as always, I have a guest read the PSA from the big PSA book in the studio. Joel, what do you got for us today?
Okay, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Today you brushed your teeth, you skipped floss, you combed your hair, you went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado.
What?
You never know when the day is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whoa, that was intense. That took a dark turn.
Right?
Wow.
Golly, did you check yourself today? Are you ready?
I checked myself. I think we'll get through it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you for that riveting reading.
Of course,
Joel.
Of course.
So another thing, thousands of things you're involved in on campus. Tour guide. I am so interested to hear about what it's like to be a tour guide and all the fun stories you must have from it. Tell me about it.
Should I get real?
Sure.
Sometimes it's just so scary to be a tour guide.
I bet.
Because I think like every single time you look at a kid, you like think to yourself like, Tufts could like I'm the reason why you may or may not like Tufts or not.
It's true.
And also, mind you, it's like an endurance game. And they don't talk enough about how much of an endurance being a tour guide is. Walking around and talking. I could really do, you know, one or the other.
Yeah.
And like sometimes at the end of it, I'm like trying my best to like pretend like I'm in shape. And so like I'll walk up that hill and I'll be like, all right, yeah, like behind me is, and I'm like panting and like asking for breath, but it's honestly kind of fun too.
Yeah, you must have to like practice to walk backwards.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a ridiculous skill. Do you have like one particular family, one particular story that you'd be willing to share on air, like good, bad, something?
I think one really, really bad one that I can think of is I was one of my first times being a tour guide, and I like to have all my jokes ready.
Yeah.
But this one tour group, I kid you not, Sam, it was like they were walking to a funeral. It was like every single joke that I would have, I would be like, oh, like this is a good one. Like, I'm like Eddie Murphy, like get ready. Like, I must have had them cackling, like rolling on the floor.
How could you not laugh?
Come on, right? And I mean, now in hindsight, I told the joke to some of my sweet mates and they all like made fun of me. But
were they like dad jokes?
Yeah,
kinda,
they're like,
though?
Yeah, they are. Like one of them, you know how there's the big elephant behind me, like, you know, next to Barnum Hall?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like I'm walking around, I'm like, all right, guys, like, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Cricket. I walk to the cannon and I'm like, all right, guys, like this cannon is pointed at Harvard, or as I like to call it, Tufts of Cambridge. Like that one is always like a bit of a,
you know,
and like they all just stare at me. And it's like, I'm just like putting on my best content, and it's like quiet, cricket, cricket. And then at the end of it, one of the parents, she comes up to me and she was just like, how, like, what year are you? I'm like, I'm a freshman. She's just like, oh, I really wanted a senior. And I was like, okay. And she was just like, so can I get a senior? And I'm like, like, you know, this isn't Uber Eats. Like, you can't just place an order for a tour guide. She's like, I wanted a senior. And I was just like, okay. She was just like, okay, so can you tell me, like, about your GPA and SAT scores? And we're like, we're not, like, allowed to get that out because, you know, every person is, like, a mixed bag.
Yeah.
She's just like, this was, like, a real disappointment.
Huh.
And I just walked away. I was like, you know what? I'm a make sure, you know, let me not say that on air, but,
but yeah, I was no, like, I know what you mean.
I was like, all right, everybody wow, like that's so means. Disappointing. Why would you say that to me? And I was, yeah.
I honestly think on the flip side of that, you can look at you as like, wow, he's a freshman and he's this passionate and
saying.
Doing this
Come
already
on.
And has this much to say,
you know what, Sam,
about the university.
I'm going to give you a personal tour just because of how energetic you are. And I just like love that energy because I love
Dude,
how you
I'd see, love that.
Right?
Let's do
you
it.
You know what? We will.
Let's go.
You know,
let's
we should
go.
Do WMFO. On, you know, like moving
like on
around.
The move?
Come
no.
on, that's so tough, no?
I'll bring it up to the station heads if you're listening. WMFO on the move.
That would be so
with
tough.
Sam and Joel.
Come
it's
on.
Gonna be fantastic.
Insane.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of ups and downs with being a tour guy, but I'm sure, and like, I know you know this, but like, don't take it personally. I'm sure they're
not. Of course,
honestly,
not.
I think they're probably more nervous than you in certain ways.
I hope
ways.
They are. Definitely,
yeah, because
they
they're like,
be.
They're like, I want to get into this school. Like, it's an impression game there as well. You want to like set your best foot forward while you're
on
the tour.
Always,
I remember
when
I was on my tour here, I was nervous. It was
you
before
actually?
COVID.
Uh-huh.
It was before. It was a normal tour.
Yeah.
And I remember being nervous before I was accepted or anything. So, I'm sure they're just taking out a lot of the nervous energy
of
on
course,
you too. But you're probably fantastic.
Sam, you make me cry every single time you talk. Like, I just emotional all the time. Honestly, have you thought about becoming a tour guide?
I've thought about it.
Come on.
I have thought about it. I know it's a process to get it. I'm sure, you know, that you went through a lot to get there, but I feel like I could have a lot to say.
I think you could be an amazing tour guide. And not to mention, you could flex that you have your own radio show. Come on.
That's
so
true.
Tough.
And then plug the radio show.
I would apply ED if my tour guide had a own radio show.
Let's go.
Come
Let's
on.
Go. Maybe I'll consider it. WMFO tour guide. Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about this one?
Okay, so I know this is a little bit of like a, whoa, Joel, like, come on, Selena Gomez. But I think we don't give her enough flowers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's really think about it. You know, she had her own TV show at, like, the age of, like, 15, 16, not even, probably, like, 14. She is doing amazing music. She had lupus. You know, she's just killing the game. And I feel like sometimes I just go back and I think about Selena Gomez, especially with all this Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez drama going on. I just let me just give her a stream or two. And then I was, like, playing hands to myself, and it's just a really good song, you know?
Yeah, I feel like people forget about how fantastic a musician
that's
she
what
is,
I'm saying.
So.
You know what? I'm going to give her flowers.
Let's do it right now. Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez.
Hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice. Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day.
Oh, cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other, and I'm trying, 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 trying.
Keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself.
I want it all, no, nothing else.
Can't keep my hands to myself. Give me.
a fiend too, cause I'm the hottest flower boy that popped up on the scene. Feeling better, better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry, cause you drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
After the Storm, everybody. After the Storm, Enhanced to Myself by Selena Gomez. Those were both really like relaxing in different ways. I was vibing with them. Something I also ask all the guests on the show is, what are your future aspirations in life? Another open-ended, lofty question. It can be like for the rest of Tufts. What do you see yourself doing after graduation? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in the world?
That's a really good question. My mom asks me that question every single day.
Little existential crisis. Sorry.
No, you're chilling. I think I definitely want to go to law school.
Nice.
I think I would love just to, even if I don't necessarily become a traditional lawyer, I just think that it would just be nice to have, like, you know, that JD under my belt.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be like Olivia Pope from Scandal and, like, you know, like, give, like, a good monologue every 5 seconds or something like that. But I think, in all seriousness, I think I really want to do something where I get to create and, like, leave a legacy.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, my fear just, I don't really want to do a job where I become forgotten. You know, I think sometimes, especially, I think after 2020, we're, like, we all just got, like, a lot more aware of, like, you know, life isn't forever, and, you know, it's just like that things are kind of fleeting, that sometimes people just like leave the world and they don't really like leave an impact behind them. And I'm not entirely sure where an impact could lead me. I also want to make money, you know, of course, like get the money up. But I think in the same vein, I just want to do something where I can just like leave a positive influence in the world behind me. And I'm not sure what that is. I do know law school, and I'm also trying to do the MPH program here at Tufts.
But
I just want to do something where in 20, 30 years, people look back and can remember that I did that, you know? I just want to leave like a legacy everywhere I go.
Yeah, I mean, you're already doing that at Tufts. No, you're already doing that. What kind of law do you know in particular? Any specific kind of law that you'd be into? Or
I think something where I can really work on institutional change.
You know,
I think we, especially Tufts, one thing I love about going here is I think we've placed a lot of focus on like the things that go wrong in our society. And I think it would be kind of remiss to spend all 4 years here and not really do something to change that.
Yeah.
And so I really just want to work in some sort of law where I get to make real change, but in the same time have enough dinero to support myself and my family, you know?
That makes sense.
Right.
Any particular, off the top of your head, any particular challenges, institutional challenges on society you're particularly looking at, particularly passionate about, that you can see yourself continuing to tackle in your professional career?
I really think education, in all honesty.
Yeah.
I came from the boogie down Bronx, and I feel like that place, in terms of education, there's like a lot of things that are lacking.
Yeah.
And thank God I am where I am, but I am where I am because of prayer and through like a lot of miracles. You know, I was in a lot of good places that happen to go into certain programs that allow me to be here, but sometimes you get a little bit of survivor's, you know, guilt, and you kind of think to yourself like, oh shoot, you know, I'm here, but there are millions of other kids who wish they could be in a position similar or even less than, like, you know, where I'm lucky to be right now. And so I think I really want to change that. I think that, you know, we shouldn't rely on these programs to get kids out of the Bronx into here. It just should be commonplace, you know?
Yeah.
And so my goal is to do something in the future that can allow me to create real change for a lot of people after me.
Yeah, that's amazing. I feel like I've been particularly thinking about as well, mm. just like the privilege I have mm. of like how I was raised, mm. and the stability I had growing up, and yeah. then just thinking about all the people everywhere who it's like all these opportunities and opportunities to even do what I'm doing right now yeah. and go to this amazing school. It's mm. like there are only a few very lucky people who are able to do that in comparison to the amount of people
yeah.
in the world. Going through it. So yeah, that's amazing. That's yeah. fantastic. I can't wait to see all the progress that you make on it.
Sam, again, making me cry. Like, come on.
This is so wholesome. This is one of the most wholesome shows
ever.
Oh
my goodness, bro. Sam, this is so amazing. I just love being here. It's just so cool.
I'm sad we're going to have to leave in 13 minutes, I'll use this time to play another song. I think we're out of Joel songs, unfortunately, but this next one is Simple Step by Wolfpack.
Oh, I love Wolfpack. Yeah. Red loves that show. Okay, love that. Don't you work?
Think about it real good. Move that bone don't lie. Start the motion, start to open your wings and fly. Isolation of selecting gyration can cause wide world revolution. Ooh. A simple step, bump, step, bump, bump. Don't you know that you could? Our heart and mind interaction. It's a fashion, it's your passion, and it feels so good. Isolation of select generation can cause wide world revolution. Ooh, a simple step, bump, step, bump, bump. Makes you wanna go. A simple step inside. I know that you got a simple step inside. I know that you got a simple step inside. I know that you got a simple step inside.
In a risky game, fools knowing the penance to their name. Reasons I watched from the sidelines. It's a beautiful match, but it wasn't mine to play. But recently I've had a change of heart, and I've regret holding myself back from this part. I wanna love you. mistaken. Reducing love to infatuation. Recently, I've had a change of heart, and I regret holding myself back from this part. I wanna be easy to love. I wanna love easily. I wanna be easy to love. I wanna love easily.
That was Easy to Love by Couch. That's one of my favorites. I love that.
Really
love,
good.
Love that
really
song.
Good.
And man, I hate this. We're coming up towards sort of the end of the show today. Before you leave, Joel, and I'll thank you again in a moment. What are you excited about just about the end of this year? It's spring out. Flowers are blooming.
Come on.
Spring Fling was just announced.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And the summer, too. What are you excited about in the short term here?
I think first, I'm excited for just Spring Tufts. Spring Tufts is a different breed, you know? Everyone's outside. They're tanning. They're getting ready. It's just a really nice time.
Nice.
Excited for Spring Fling, Florida. I don't know. Everyone has been kind of...
I know.
Right? Honestly,
yeah,
hot,
what they do?
Hot take. Just might be a little bit too hot for this microphone.
Uh-oh.
But like, when they play Apple Bottom Jeans, a new part of Joel just comes out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Boots with the Fur, the whole club will be looking at me. It's just... It's a really good...
It's
like,
going to be nuts.
He has some bangers. I'm excited. I'm going to be in the front row.
Yeah, he's like 10 number one hits. I don't know why
if he has one fan, I'm just by myself over there.
Dude, when you're dancing up on stage, I'm going to be like, he said that on the show, and he told me so.
I think he's going to be amazing. But
great.
Apart from that, I'm also looking forward to... just the summer, I'm going to be an internship in D.C., which is really fun.
Awesome.
I'm excited for summer camp. I'm going to see my amazing friends, Trey Clifford, Olivia, Marisha. If you guys are listening,
hey.
I love you guys.
Nice.
I'm going to see all my friends, you know, from here at Tufts. But just nice just to, you know, be summer. Feel like summer Joel is the best Joel. You know?
Yeah, and I would agree. Summer Sam is the best Sam,
Come
too.
On.
And I'm especially excited for this summer, and it sounds like it's going to be great. This winter felt long.
It was a long
and difficult.
The groundhog was right. You know,
the groundhog spoke.
Yeah.
He meant it. That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm excited to, and that's exciting about your internship as well. I'm still, dude, jobs. I'm waiting back still.
No way. Yeah. With this show, I think you're going to go far.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much, Joel, for coming on the program
of
today. I've wanted you on for so long. I hadn't said until recently.
Same,
I knew you'd
amazing.
Be a perfect person to have on the show. And
thank you,
everybody, and all of Joel's friends and everybody for listening.
Maya, Elias, everybody who's listening. Love you guys. Justin, Leah, mom, dad, brothers. I love you guys all.
Let's go.
Amazing.
Let's go. Shout out all of those people.
Uh-huh.
And shout out my mom, too, who always listens. She's definitely listening right now.
We love you,
now.
Mama D.
I'll be back next week. Another guest, maybe Jackson Dempsey, Jeremy Grunak coming on for some dual guitar battle thing.
Love that.
That's going to be interesting. But there's not that many more left, and I'm sad because it's been such a great year, great semester of shows, and great to have guests on like Joel.
Thank you so much, Joel, for inviting me. I had a time of my life.
You're welcome back anytime.
Honestly, you might have inspired me to make my own show. This sounds so cool.
Tune in, y'all.
Come on.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
car, windows up, crocodile tears from the tap till it's clear. Drift off on the floor, I drag you to the shore, sweating through the sheets, you're gonna drown in your sleep for sure. Wake up and start it.